Making soundies. They don't even know it yet, but they're out there. I can feel them. They're out there. Her eyes were glowing gold. It might just be the sunset, Victor thought, but because of Hollywood, hundreds of people are finding out what it is they really want to be, said Ginger, and thousands are getting a chance to forget themselves for an hour or so. This whole damn world is being given a shake. That's it, said Victor. That's what worries me. It's as though we're being slotted in. You think we're using Hollywood, but Hollywood is using us, all of us. How? Why? I don't know, but look at wizards, Ginger went on, vibrating with indignation. What good has their magic ever done anyone?
I think it sort of holds the world together, Victor began.
They're pretty good at magic flames and things, but can they make a loaf of bread?
Ginger wasn't in the mood for listening to anyone.
Not for very long, said Victor helplessly.
What does that mean?
Something real, like a loaf of bread, contains a lot of... Well, I suppose you'd call it energy, said Victor. It takes a massive amount of power to create that amount of energy. You'd have to be a pretty good wizard to make a loaf that'd last in this world for more than a tiny part of a second. But that's not what magic is really about, you see, he added quickly, because this world is...
Who cares? Said Ginger. Hollywood's really doing things for ordinary people. Silver screen magic.
What's come over you?
Last night. That was then, said Ginger impatiently. Don't you see we could be going somewhere? We could be becoming someone? Because of Hollywood, the world is our
lobster, said Victor.
She waved a hand irritably. Any shellfish you like, she said. I was thinking of oysters, actually.
Were you? I was thinking of lobsters.
Bursa!
I shouldn't have to run around like this at my age, thought the Bursa, scurrying down the corridor in answer to the Arch-Chancellor's bellow. Why is he so interested in the damn thing anyway, wretched pot?
Coming, Master, he trilled.
The Arch-Chancellor's desk was covered with ancient documents. When a wizard died, all his papers were stored in one of the outlying reaches of the library. Shelf after shelf of quietly mouldering documents, the haunt of mysterious beetles and dry rot, stretched away into an unguessable distance. Everyone kept telling everyone that there was a wealth of material here for researchers, if only someone could find the time to do it. The Bursar was annoyed. He couldn't find the librarian anywhere. The ape never seemed to be around these days. He'd had to scrabble among the stuff himself.
"I think this is the last, Arch-Chancellor," he said, tipping an avalanche of dusty paperwork onto the desk.
Ridcully flailed at a cloud of moths.
"Paper, paper, paper," he muttered. "How many damn bits of paper in his stuff,
23,813, Arch-Chancellor, said the Bursar. He kept a record.
Look at this, said the Arch-Chancellor. Star enumerator. Rev counter for use in ecclesiastical areas. Swamp meter. Swamp meter! The man was mad.
He had a very tidy mind, said the Bursar.
Same thing.
Is it really important, Arch-Chancellor?
The Bursar ventured.
Damn thing shot pellets at me, said Ridcully. Twice.
I'm sure it wasn't intended. I want to see how it was made, man. Just think of the sporting possibilities.
The Bursar tried to think of the possibilities.
I'm sure Rickshaw didn't intend to make any kind of offensive device, he ventured hopelessly.
Who gives a damn what he intended? Where is the thing now?
I had a couple of servants put sandbags round it.
Good idea. It's... Whoom, whoom, whoom.
It was a muffled sound from the corridor. The two wizards exchanged a meaningful glance.
Whoom, 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 whoom.
The Bursar held his breath.
Blip, blip, blip.
The Arch-Chancellor peered at the hourglass on the mantelpiece.
It's doing it every 5 minutes now, he said. And it's up to 3 shots, said the Bursar. I'll have to order some more sandbags.
He flicked through a heap of paper. A word caught his eye. Reality. He glanced at the hand